Avid angler and conservationist, frequent contributor to the program, Josh Mills has a point he wants to make about the steelhead fishery. He has hard questions.
The state of Idaho has some really regressive, many think, steelhead management practices. They tend to only manage for angler opportunity and really drop the ball, many think, in terms of conservation measures. So when you have seasons that go well into April for summer on steelhead, you're allowed to fish with bait, you're allowed to take wild fish out of the water, which affects their spawning fitness and mortality. I started to see a lot of people, what really seemed to be a high level of entitlement within folks who are user groups on the river, whether it be someone who's a guide or someone who's a license holder or someone who says that they have been part of the steelhead culture their whole lives and this is just who they are. They should be able to keep fishing. But we really have to take a real strong look at each other and stop the finger pointing and going, what's really the best for the resource? Because we want this thing to exist for our children. So I posed the question, what does the river or the fish owe you? And it really comes down to, they owe us nothing. You can't make a claim that it's a state's fish, or it's one user group's fish, or it's because I'm a guide, or it's because I'm a sport, or anything like that. And in truth, we owe the river and those fish everything, because without them, we don't have our connection to the natural environment, the natural world. Those salmon and steelhead disappear, which they could within a quick generation. And then we get to sit and stare at each other and realize all the bitching and the moaning and the finger pointing got us absolutely nowhere. So when you look at it, the river owes us nothing. The question you should ask yourself, what are you doing to help?
Thanks, Josh. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.